Day 58, Monday, December 26th. Job 12 and 13. Job 12 1 to 25 NKJV. Then Job answered and said, "No doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Indeed, who does not know such things as these? I am one mocked by his friends, who called on God, and he answered him, the just and blameless who is ridiculed. A lamp is despised in the thought of one who is at ease. It is made ready for those whose feet slip. The tents of robbers prosper, and those who provoke God are secure, in what God provides by his hand. But now ask the beasts, and they will teach you, and the birds of the air, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, and the fish of the sea will explain to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this, in whose hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Does not the ear test words and the mouth taste its food? Wisdom is with aged men, and with length of days, understanding. With him are wisdom and strength, he is counsel and understanding. If he breaks a thing down, it cannot be rebuilt. If he imprisons a man, there can be no release. If he withholds the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the earth. With him are strength and prudence. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away plundered, and makes fools of the judges. He loosens the bonds of kings, and binds their waist with a belt. He leads princes away plundered, and overthrows the mighty. He deprives the trusted ones of speech, and takes away the discernment of the elders. He pours contempt on princes, and disarms the mighty. He uncovers deep things out of darkness, and brings the shadow of death to light. He makes nations great, and destroys them. He enlarges nations, and guides them. He takes away the understanding of the chiefs of the people of the earth, and makes them wander in a pathless wilderness. They grope in the dark, without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man. Job 13:1-28 NKJV. Behold, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you. But I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians. Oh, that you would be silent, and it would be your wisdom. Now hear my reasoning, and heed the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God, and talk deceitfully for him? Will you show partiality for him? Will you contend for God? Will it be well when he searches you out? Or can you mock him as one mocks a man? He will surely rebuke you if you secretly show partiality. Will not his excellence make you afraid, and the dread of him fall upon you? Your platitudes are proverbs of ashes, your defenses are defenses of clay. Hold your peace with me, and let me speak, then let come on me what may. Why do I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in my hands? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite could not come before him. Listen carefully to my speech, and to my declaration with your ears. See now, I have prepared my case, I know that I shall be vindicated. Who is he who will contend with me? If now I hold my tongue, I perish. Only two things do not do to me, then I will not hide myself from you. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not the dread of you make me afraid. Then call, and I will answer, or let me speak, then you respond to me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face, and regard me as your enemy? Will you frighten a leaf driven to and fro, and will you pursue dry stubble? For you write bitter things against me, and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. You put my feet in the stocks, and watch closely all my paths. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. Man decays like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. Daily deep dive. Job will now respond to all three of his friends. The UCG reading plan states, Job responds to his friends, with cutting sarcasm, "No doubt you are the people, i.e., the right people to go to for all the answers, and wisdom. will die with you, verse 2, as if all the wisdom in the world were concentrated in these three men. Job is essentially saying, so you think you know it all. He follows this by noting that he knows as much as them. In fact, he points out that what they have been saying is common knowledge, verse 3. Yet again Job points out that in accusing him the truths they are relating are being misapplied, as he is innocent, verse 4. In contrast to their ideas, the wicked often prosper, despite the fact that all life is in God's hand, as the whole creation could teach them, verses 5 to 10. This was another stab at the notion that they knew it all when it came to God. The fact is, they were ignoring what was obvious. And, verse 6, this verse reminded me of the book of Ecclesiastes. If those who sin are always punished by God, how do we account for those who are clearly sinners who seem to live as peace and be prosperous? So clearly that isn't true. I think we humans want a list of rules that will always ensure peace, happiness and prosperity. Unfortunately, the world we currently live in isn't that simple. Adam Clarke states about verse 6, those who live by the plunder of their neighbors are often found in great secular prosperity, and they that provoke God by impiety and blasphemy live in a state of security and affluence. These are administrations of providence which cannot be accounted for, yet the judge of all the earth does right. Therefore prosperity and adversity are no evidences of a man's spiritual state, nor of the place he holds in the approbation or disapprobation of God. The UCG reading plan concludes chapter 12 with, Job points out in verses 11 to 12 that people learn from what they hear and experience, gaining a measure of wisdom over the course of a lifetime. But real wisdom and strength, he explains in verse 13, lies with God. The arrogance of man, he goes on to show, is brought to nothing by the sovereign God who can do whatever he wants, verses 14 to 25. It is just foolishness for anyone to try to pin down and understand everything that God is up to in his dealings with mankind. And, chapter 13, Job continues speaking in this chapter. Verse 4, Job is not calling all doctors worthless physicians. This word for physician comes from a root for to mend, by stitching. God has allowed mankind to learn a great deal about his awesome design of our bodies. Not every physician is the same. There are some that use their acquired knowledge to greatly assist the body in healing as God designed it to do. No doctor heals, only God miraculously or God through the processes he designed in the body heals the body. Not all physicians are good at what they do. Here Job compares his friend's advice to doctors who don't know what they are doing or talking about. The UCG reading plan states, rather than deal any more with his friends, Job would much rather take his case directly to God, Job 13:3. The friends have proven themselves worthless physicians, failing to diagnose the real problem, and even forgers of lies with their unjust accusations against him. Verse 4. It would be better for them to cease from their grandiose speeches and just listen. Verse 5. Job points out that their mouths were going to get them into trouble. In their rush to defend God, they were basically bearing false witness against Job, verses 7 to 8. They were not even being honest in their defense of God, as they ignored evidence that ran counter to their beliefs about him. Job says that God would ultimately rebuke them for that, as indeed he will at the end of the book. This passage is remarkable on two counts. First, it shows that even if people put on a great display of piety and standing for God's integrity, God will not accept this unless it is heartfelt, deeply considered and in keeping with his overall ways. Second, we see here that despite Job's struggle to understand what God is doing in the world and in his own situation, he still trusts in God's flawless character and justice. This is why he believes he can ultimately find resolution with God. Job was so sure he would be vindicated that he repeated his desire for a hearing before God, VV 13-19. He viewed this boldness on his part as one of the evidences that what they said about him was not true. If Job were a hypocrite, would he be willing to put his life in jeopardy in this way? V. 16. Such a man would not dare come before God. Expositor's Bible Commentary, note on verses 1-27. In Job 13:20, Job launches into his appeal to God. He asks two things. One, that God would stop terrifying him with unrelenting suffering, verse 21, and, two, that God would stop hiding himself and reveal the specific charges he has against him, verses 22 to 24. In verse 26, Job mentions the iniquities of his youth, showing that his life has not been completely sinless. But have not these been forgiven since he committed to a relationship with God? Yet his early period of waywardness is the only thing Job can think of that could merit what is now happening to him. And